All names of individuals who are not experts have been changed, except in the case of Judy Endo, who is an expert as well as an individual with autism. Introduction. From seeing what you believe to believing what you see. This book is based on real stories of children and adults with autism who didn't follow the textbooks. They got better, some dramatically so. Although I changed their names and was vague on details to protect their privacy, I was meticulous in sticking to the facts of their stories and letting their experiences direct how I explained the science. Textbooks do not include the possibility that people with autism get this much better. Neither does a lot of scientific research. In that sense, you may say that I have gotten ahead of the science. Not everyone will be able to get such fabulous results for themselves or their child. But I have confidence that science and medicine will make these advances possible to many more people going forward. As I have dug into current research to write this book, I have been stunned by how much science there is to support the approaches parents are taking to get their kids better. Karen Weintraub, an experienced science journalist who has shared this journey with me, has been equally amazed. Every day, our internet alerts and listservs overflow with research publications and news stories about every area we discuss, and their findings are largely resonant with what we are explaining in this book. There are days when we feel that there is not simply an autism revolution, but a global groundswell, even a tidal wave of new thinking. Finding common ground. The autism world is filled with different groups that often disagree with one another, but they all make important points. There's the neurodiversity movement, which views autism as a way of being different. People with autism have a powerful and valid way of looking at the world. It's just not the typical way. Mainstream medicine wants treatment to be based on evidence and insists on proceeding cautiously and safely. Advocates from the biomedical treatment world approach each person as an individual who deserves the best possible shot at maximal improvement. There are the parents who want help for their kids, not to fight insurance companies, school districts, and doctors who don't know what they don't know. And there are the families that have managed to leave autism behind or transcend its limitations, who offer all of us endless hope and inspiration. This book is based on the premise that all these groups are right about their part of the picture, but the whole picture is bigger than any one part. We can all agree that many, many people with autism are extraordinarily gifted and have much to offer the rest of us. We would all like to know precisely what is going on in the biology of autism and provide safe and effective treatments for it. We all want new ways to relieve autism's sometimes debilitating symptoms and to help these children learn and flourish as much as possible. We would all like to spare parents the agony of being told that there's something wrong with their child, of having to clean up a dozen diarrhea-filled diapers a day, and of worrying that the love of their life will never be able to say, "I love you," back. I am not just paying lip service to this idea that every major point of view has something to contribute. I genuinely believe it, and I wish more people did too. Addressing autism is such a daunting task that all of us who care about it need to be working together instead of arguing among ourselves. I wrote this book in the hopes of providing a framework that can integrate everyone's perspectives. How to read this book. Most of what I offer here are strategies I think everyone can get behind. They're safe, relatively simple, and often effective. System science supports my belief that small adjustments can sometimes trigger big changes. My goal is to offer parents, caregivers, and adults facing autism themselves some new ways of thinking about what they do every day and how the parts interact. Autism is so diverse that what works for one person won't work for another. You'll have to cobble together your own distinct set of approaches. And autism is complicated too, so no one approach is going to fix it. At the least, the organizing framework I suggest will help you make your child healthier and therefore better able to handle the autism symptoms that remain. The whole body approach I'll show you dovetails with the scientifically proven behavioral therapies that are a critical part of any autism program. Throughout the book,